News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lademan. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the CDC was too slow to roll out test kits for coronavirus. The senator also tells News 4 Jax he's worried there may not be enough tests to go around here in Florida. Governor DeSantis has now declared a state of emergency over the virus. 18 cases have been reported so far. 2 people have died. It's showtime at Sawgrass as the Players' Championship gets rolling this week. 144 of the world's best will be in Ponte Vedra Beach for the annual tournament that's been held there since 1977. The winner gets $2.7 million, part of the highest prize pool in golf. One fan favorite won't be there. Tiger Woods is skipping the event next week as he gets ready for the Masters next month. Rory McIlroy will be back to defend his championship. Tournament organizers say they expect big crowds to show up. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Enjoy a smooth drive into work this morning. Traffic is super light and it's spring break for the public schools, so you have plenty of time to get to work. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901 SAFE.
Generally cloudy today with a high of 78. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 58. Right now it's 61 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump announces financial assistance for Americans impacted by the coronavirus. Some Democrats are saying they wouldn't close the U.S. borders during coronavirus-type contagions. And the Florida State House was evacuated its chambers after 5 lawmakers attended a D.C. conference where an attendee tested positive for the coronavirus.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good to have everybody here broadcasting live out of Tallahassee, Florida with our partners here at the Sachs Media Group. It's a beautiful thing, right? It's huge, in the words of President Trump. Okay. Some beautiful studios we got here. We're going to be broadcasting live from Tallahassee, Florida today and tomorrow. Coronavirus free, but less than not even 300-400 yards where the state capitol is from where we're broadcasting this morning, Roger. 5 cases. Now, we didn't say that they got the coronavirus, but as Roger had pretty much reported that they had to evacuate. I'm here yesterday, and they had to evacuate the chamber floor amid COVID-19. That's the coronavirus. Right. Should we just start calling it COVID-19?
COVID-19 does sound a lot cooler than coronavirus, but you know, I guess they both have their cool factor. I said, let's go back and forth between the two. That way people know. Kind of like ACA and Obamacare.
I was just going to use the same analysis out there. The Florida House abruptly recessed yesterday afternoon, clearing the public galleries out there. So everything seems to be going back right there.
Yes.
904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's continue on with the news. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Tallahassee, Florida with the Sachs Media Group, our partners here. Let's get to Summit Eclipse. Whether you like them or not, President Trump says that they've got testing kits on its way. We see some countries like Italy almost having quarantined the rest of the country. We have other cases that are creeping up here in the state of Florida. Can anything else be done? Well, the media says no. President Trump's not being honest about the virus.
The president is still just not being honest and upfront about the impact and the spread of corona. Yes, the underlying economy is better than it was when we were facing the financial crisis. But you've got 16 million people on lockdown in Italy. Look what's happened in China and South Korea. Corporate America knows it is coming. We're a service-based economy, and the advice around Corona is stay home. Don't go to work. Don't go to school. Don't go to a big concert.
So it's amazing. It's dang if you do and dang if you don't. The president can't win. By the way, that was MSNBC Stephanie Ruhle. Here from TheHill.com, Gail Trotter points out, Roger, that again, when President Trump jumped in to deal with this, he was told that he was creating almost a fear, and that if he didn't do enough quick enough, he was lagging behind.
Funny, because President Trump was initially criticized for blocking some travel of people who had gone to China, and now he's saying that it's a hoax of the coverage because there was criticism of him of jumping in, and now there's criticism of him of underplaying it. Of course, the coronavirus is a serious matter, but we're seeing the convergence of two things with the media. The one is the media's tendency to hype any sort of danger, and the second tendency is the very left-leaning media's effort to pin all blame on a Republican administration, particularly the Trump administration.
One of the things about this is, you know, the economy, of course, created 273,000 jobs. Again, a lot of this last month, that is, of course, pre-coronavirus. But the stock market took a major hit this past week.
Fell more than 2,000 points, the worst one-day point drop ever.
And Roger, that was from the Fox Business Network. You were telling me, I think we said it earlier, but we were talking about this. Roger and I talk a lot during the breaks.
Right.
All of the gains under the Trump administration, or at least when he's been since in the White House since January of 2017, all of those gains have been kind of reversed.
Exactly. Due to the coronavirus. The good thing about this, the stock market, because of this, will very likely bounce back as soon as, you know, the all clear has been announced. And coronavirus, like the swine flu, like SARS, and like some of the other what we call pandemics, the economy is very likely to bounce back strong.
President Trump came out this week and said for those impacted by the coronavirus, they will offer financial assistance.
Seeing the Senate, we're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief, substantial relief, very substantial relief. That's a big number. We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
The Democrats came out this past week, Roger, and said, well, let's offer sick pay, time leave, and family leave. Roger, I don't think that's going to make an impact on the economy right away if you want to get this thing shining along with some of the dive that we're seeing in certain markets.
Well, if people aren't showing up to work, they have to figure out a way, how can productivity remain as constant as possible when people aren't showing up to work? And there's been a lot of talk about telecommuting, letting people, especially in the tech sectors, work from home. It's already technically feasible, and if they can bring about at least some level of productivity and not have to actually go into a building every day where they're around other people, maybe it may not have that big of an impact.
GasBuddy.com and AAA out of Florida has reported that the national average of a price of gas is $2.38 a gallon. In Florida, it's much cheaper amid what's pretty much going on between what we call a price war with OPEC between Russia and Saudi Arabia dealing with the coronavirus. They report that gasoline here in the state of Florida could drop below $2 a gallon. Action News Jax.
Gas hasn't been this cheap in Florida since February 2019. AAA says the national average is about $2.28. These prices may continue to drop over the next few weeks. As the coronavirus continues to spread, AAA spokesperson Mark Jenkins says gas could be less than $2 at one point. Jenkins says it boils down to supply and demand. China's demand for fuel significantly dropped since the coronavirus started to spread. As a result, crude oil has lost more than 30% of its value.
Okay, we're going to get to some of this in a second. Real quick, here's the interesting thing. Roger, we talked about this before we went to break. Roger, one of the things about, now follow me, as you know, one thing may have a negative impact on the economy. With a negative impact on the economy, certain parts of the economy has a positive and vice versa out there. When you look at OPEC and you have this little coronavirus, whatever they may be talking about, oil futures coming out with between Saudi Arabia and Russia with production and flooding and all the other stuff. And we don't want to get into the micro of all of this. With gasoline prices going down, you may sit back and go, Roger, I've got tech stocks. I've got other stocks here. I'm waiting to see what happens with some of these companies out there, inventory. But when it comes to oil out there and some of these companies, you sit back and go, well, man, this may have a little bit of impact on my back pocket. But for consumers with lower gasoline prices, this is where the other effect comes in. It does benefit some areas of the economy. If you got people with gasoline prices dropping at the convenience store, Roger, that means me and you actually got more money to spend. We're going to go into the convenience store and get that Mike Bloomberg not preventing me. You're going to be able to get that,
that super big gulp.
That big gulp out there, and you're going to spend more money in that convenience store.
Exactly. More money in your back pocket. You can spend it anywhere, not necessarily at the convenience store, but just out and about. Maybe there's a bigger purchase you've been saving up for. It'll be easier to save up for it if gas has dropped significantly. Plus, not only that, but products inside the stores, it didn't cost the store as much to ship it to the various locations. That means the costs will go down there as well. So, you know, there is a positive when it comes to gas prices being low. It helps the economy overall.
As everybody wants to blame President Trump for the downturn going on in the stock market, one of the big reasons why, and we've talked about in this radio show, is because we're so much dependent on China. When you talk about Walmart and Costco and Best Buy and other companies out there, a lot of the goods are made in China, not in America. And if China's not being accurate about what really is the problem and how many people may be affected by the coronavirus, which does cause a slowdown in production, which, Roger, means Americans don't get their goods as of yet. Listen to a couple of clips here. Senator Marco Rubio points out that it even goes further. What if there is a major outbreak of the coronavirus here, not only in the country, but here in the state of Florida? When it comes to depending on China, which is what we do, we depend on them heavily for medical services.
And that's right. Gave away these industries. We had multiple closings of pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities in the United States because they were driven to China because it was cheaper to do it there. This is particularly true, by the way, in generics. The overwhelming majority of Americans are taking generics for whatever drug they're using that's now no longer on patent. The majority, almost entirely, the active ingredients are coming from China. So this is not just a threat with coronavirus. We're talking about high blood pressure and other essential medicines that people take.
Right.
That could be, we could have a shortage, even if it's not deliberate.
Roger, this should scare a lot of people. I mean, this should be a major backup. This should be more where a lot of these companies, as you just heard from Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, they're not encouraged or discouraged to do business in this country, where they're encouraged to go beyond because of all the regulations.
Kudos to Senator Rubio. This is a huge national security issue. Even if the coronavirus had never been a problem, the fact that almost all of the active ingredients of the pharmaceutical products that Americans depend on to live happen to come from one or two places on the earth that sometimes have adversary relationships with us, we need to have some type of domestic production of these active ingredients to offset our total dependence on China.
For vital medical supplies. Now, according to the New York Times, 80% of the active ingredients for both our brand and generic drugs, 80% come from abroad, the majority from India and China. America makes almost none of antibiotics anymore. And when it comes to imports of important drugs, 95% of ibuprofen imports, 40% of penicillin, heparin, hydrocortisone, 91% of all imported.
I mean, you know, Roger, this might open up an argument that if China we so much rely on, maybe we should look for cheaper, more generic goods coming from north of the U.S. up in Canada.
Well, that's an option. You know, I'd like to see, you know, some of it taking place inside the U.S. borders because we, you know, still don't have total control of it. Why do we have to outsource something that's so vital to the health and well-being of the Americans to other countries, you know, and to have so much of it coming from places like China and India? I think it puts us in danger of people losing their lives if there's ever a problem where we need China to give us our medicine.
Yeah. As you know, we're broadcasting live out of Tallahassee, Florida this week with our business partners at the Sachs Media Group. Ron Sachs and the guys have been, we always come over here, Roger, and do the show, and they're just phenomenal. And we're always grateful to have them set up the studios here. Before we get to some of those out there, the Attorney General Ashley Moody, who was, Roger, she was here asking about you last time.
Oh, great.
So, what they're always asking you. Every time they see me, it's like, I have the coronavirus. What's up with that?
They don't want to catch anything.
That's right.
Do you bring your Lysol with you?
Yeah. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right, let's take some calls. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Can I ask a question? How many of you all in the market, and I'm not trying to get personal with your finances out there. I'd love to hear from you. Are you guys selling your stocks, or are you holding on to it because you've taken a major hit, knowing that your value, as Roger pointed out, your value will go back up? The stock market's guaranteed to do two things, go down and go back up. I'd like to hear some of your perspectives. Are you guys going to sell your stocks, or are you going to reinvest more? So let's take some calls. Who do you want to go? You want to go with Mike?
Let's go with Mike.
Hey, Mike, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, good morning, Roger.
Hey.
First of all, 3 weeks ago, I sold all my stocks. I sold at 29.5, and I'm going to remind you of something that you and Roger already know. Since 2008, the Federal Reserve has been pumping money into the stock market.
Right.
First, it was quantitative easing, now it's repo loans. You know, Obama and Trump have created a huge bubble. You know, and people are saying, "Oh, it'll come back soon." It's not going to come back soon. Look up and see how long it took to recover from the dot-com bubble. It was 13 years. You know, let me know when the stock market gets to 15, then I'll get back in.
Hold on for a second. You sold it at 29.5?
Yeah, I sold my markets, my stocks last 3 weeks ago when the Dow was at 29.5.
Okay. And what did you buy them in for when you got it?
Oh, I bought them back in like 2008.
You're brilliant.
But
hold up real quick. You said a 13-year return on the tech bubble. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, the stock market crashed. It went down to like it was at eight. I forget what it was, but it was it took 13 years for the stock market to recover from the point it was at. It was, I think, 8,000 or 9,000 or 12,000 or whatever it was. And then there was a dip for 13 years until it came back. After the Great Recession, it was 29 years. So stock markets don't just come back in 1 or 2 years after an event like this.
You got a good point,
bubble.
Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Mike, heaven bless you for making that buck, man. Now, Bernie wants to tax it too hard. All right. Mike, thanks for calling in. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. But hey, listen, we saw December of 2018, Roger, major hit, probably the worst December any time since out of the Great Depression, the market. And the market came back, and even more. I think there's a good chance once this recovery of the coronavirus, I think you're going to see the market bounce back. But Mike may have a point. It may not do it as quick.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that if you're going to buy stock or anything, you know, you want to buy it when it's low. And then ride that wave as it goes back up. That's how you make your profits.
Let's go to Joe on line two. Hey, Joe, good morning. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Ed. Hey, you know, I saw Marco Rubio on Tucker Carlson last night. And, you know, everybody's known what we know now, you know, especially the politicians about where all our drug manufacturing is going.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's got all the answers now, but, you know, why hasn't he done anything about it?
I think they have, but here's the thing. Joe, that's a good question, but here's the thing. Government creates a lot of these and I'm not trying to get in too deep. You already know what they are. The government creates all of these regulations. They chase companies off into another country, and then they want to go after them for the same regulations they create, going, well, why are you guys moving? And I wonder if we don't create enough incentives for them to do it here. And I think the only incentives is, besides creating deregulation and tax breaks, is that we may have to partner with them and give them a boatload of government funding out there. You're exactly right, Joe. I agree with you.
And, you know, I mean, Tucker Carlson should have, if I would have been Tucker Carlson, I would have went right after Rubio, and I would have said, okay, well, you know, you've been in the Senate for what, 12 years now?
He's been since, technically since 2011. Yeah.
Okay. And so what has he done to fix the problem? Absolutely
That's
nothing.
A good
He's
point.
Got all the answers, but no action.
You know,
all right,
great point, Joe.
Have a great day.
Sometimes,
Joe, have a good one.
Sometimes.
Broadcasting live at the Sachs Media Group, Tallahassee, Florida. Ed, Dean, Roger Henderson. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
295 southbound between Blanding and 95. There's some slow traffic. Just add a couple extra minutes. That's 295 southbound between Blanding and 95. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Generally cloudy today with a high of 78, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 58. Right now it's 61 degrees. Voger's Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Since March is National Get Outdoors Month, why not start off spring on the right foot with a new pair of walking or running shoes from Voger's Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville? To make room for Voger's new spring arrivals, they are clearing out their previous season shoes at discounted prices.
which includes brands like Dansko, NAOC, Vionic, and Earth Shoes. Plus, you can also save 25% off your entire purchase by simply mentioning this radio ad. Some restrictions apply. For over 60 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And with four board-certified podiatrists on staff, Boger's professionals can provide relief for most any type of foot problems. The Boger family would also like to congratulate Dennis Mansell on his recent retirement after logging almost 22 years of service with Boger Shoes. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. The quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. Back up all of your business files easily with CopyFax. Full color is the same low cost as black ink. CopyFax is ideal for anything from in-home office to corporate multi-user. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military. Visit CopyFax.com. That's CopyFax.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
The Everglades, previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some Democrats are saying they wouldn't close U.S. borders during a coronavirus-type contagion. The Florida State House has evacuated its chamber floor after five lawmakers attended a D.C. conference where an attendee tested positive for the coronavirus. And six more states vote today in the Democratic presidential primary.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
4 minutes after 7 a.m., we're broadcasting live from Tallahassee, Florida. We're here at the Sachs Media Group and in their studios here. Our great partners, we'll always enjoy coming over here, enjoy a great relationship with them. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Last night, ODB, Old Dirty Bernie Sanders, was on with Brett Baer and Martha McCallum for a town hall on Fox News. Why would Bernie go on Fox News? But who cares? I'm glad that at least the interview right there. Having said that, this question was asked of Bernie. Hey, listen, with the coronavirus contagion, if it was coming through south of the border, would you shut down the borders?
If you had to, would you close down the borders?
No.
Okay, listen. He's not winning the primary, correct, Roger? Okay, never mind.
Absolutely
anyway,
not.
Okay, forget about Cuba here in the state of Florida. That, you know, Florida, listen, I don't think he was going to win on his Medicare for All in South Florida. Having said that, if he was in the general election, that comment right there, he would have lost right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he obviously was not expecting the question, and his go-to default answer whenever you talk about the border closings is, no, we're not going to do it. I wonder whether or not we would have heard the same exact answer had he had time to think about it beforehand.
I don't, well, does he need to think about it? I mean, he's pretty honest with his liberal views.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take some more calls. 904.
Wait, we lost a caller.
Okay, never mind. We'll take some more calls. 904-831-0600. Tonight, the primary in Michigan and six more states, a big one to go. Joe Biden hoping to clear the field of Bernie Sanders.
It's still early, but things are looking awful, awful good. For those who've been knocked down, counted out, left behind, this is your campaign. This campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Let's flash forward.
All right, so let me stop right here. He was interviewed by, let me just suggest this. I think the media loves Bernie Sanders. I think they like his views. They don't like it because the Democrats are not going far left. That's the problem they're having with Joe Biden right now. They don't think Biden's going to go far left enough. This was asked by Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC's The Last Word, was interviewing Joe Biden, and listen to Uncle Joe. He sounds like a moderate Republican on the issue of Medicare for all.
Let's flash forward. Your president, Bernie Sanders, is still active in the Senate. He manages to get Medicare for All through the Senate in some compromised version, the Elizabeth Warren version or other version. Nancy Pelosi gets a version of it through the House of Representatives. It comes to your desk. Do you veto it?
If they got that through and by some miracle, and there was an epiphany that occurred, and some miracle occurred that said, okay, it's passed, then you got to look at the...
Hey, wait, let me stop. How do you like that? Some epiphany or some miracle or a cure that it would pass?
Right.
Here's more of the clip.
Cost. I want to know, how did they find the $35 trillion? What is that doing? Is it going to significantly raise taxes on the middle class, which it will? What's going to happen? Look, my opposition isn't to the principle that you should have Medicare. I mean, everybody, health care should be a right in America. My opposition relates to whether or not, A, it's doable, two, what the cost is.
You know, he just messed it up for the other Democrats out there. I mean, this is the main question. Everybody claims health care is a right. They all think they can tax the wealthy. Biden says, no, you're going to have to also tax the middle class. He is killing the argument of the Medicare for all, Roger.
Come on, Joe Biden. Let's take one step further to the right and talk about competition in the marketplace. Let's talk about, it being something that makes sense, and you'd probably get some Republicans to vote for you if you did that.
Oh, boy.
What the consequences for the rest of the budget are. How are you going to find $35 trillion over the next 10 years without having...
But there is one problem Biden runs into.
No, it's not.
Would you bring back the individual mandate?
Pardon me?
Would you bring back the individual mandate?
Yes, I'd bring back the...
So he says he would bring back the individual mandate. I will tell you.
He didn't take my advice. Okay.
Why, we just set that one up. 904-831-0600. The Attorney General, Ashley Moody, is going to join us. Dominic Calabro, Emmett Reed. We've got some real great topics coming up next. 904-831-0600. Ed Dean broadcasting live out of Tallahassee, Florida at the Sachs Media Group. My good friend Roger Henderson holding down the fort. All more coming up next. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A clash of two oil titans, Saudi Arabia and Russia, is sending shockwaves through energy markets. The spat between these oil suppliers comes at a critical moment as the coronavirus outbreak is squeezing economies around the globe to the point where world oil demand is forecast to shrink in 2020 for the first time since 2009. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's state-run oil giant Saudi Aramco has announced it will increase its crude oil production to 12.3 million barrels a day in April, a record amount. Michigan and five other states hold presidential contests today at a critical point in the Democratic race. Former Vice President Joe Biden is looking to cement his front-runner status, while Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is in an urgent fight to turn things around. China's food prices jumped 21.4% over a year earlier in February, as efforts to contain the virus outbreak disrupted supplies. More details at SRNnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lademan. Two cases of coronavirus now in Volusia County.
State Health Department says a 60-year-old woman with a history of international travel is isolated and is being treated. Another case reported in Volusia County over the weekend. Governor DeSantis has declared a health emergency, which frees up resources to deal with the illness. 18 people have tested positive in Florida. 2 people have died. A large fire doing heavy damage at a Jacksonville restaurant. The fire called in around 10 Monday night at Bono's Pit Barbecue on Gate Parkway near the St. John's Town Center. It took about an hour to bring it under control. The 4 employees inside were able to get out okay, and there were no injuries to first responders. The state fire marshal will be investigating. As for those who work at the restaurant, the owner says he will find other jobs for them at some other Bono's locations for now. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
If they can set up a governor, they can set you up. Former Governor Eric Greitens and Justin Hughes' John Solomon in studio on the Next America First with me, Dr. G. Congressman Louis Gohmert will share with us his expectations for the next 6 months before the election. Then Madge Touré on his fight for the Second Amendment. And Dr. Paul Kengor on just how much of a Bolshevik Bernie Sanders is.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
295 southbound between Blanding and 95. There's some slow traffic. Just add a couple extra minutes. That's 295 southbound between Blanding and 95. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today and no rain. The high will be 78. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 59. Right now, it's 60 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Florida State House evacuated its chamber floor after 5 lawmakers attended a D.C. conference where an attendee tested positive for the coronavirus. 6 more states vote today in the Democratic presidential primary. And the Florida Supreme Court agrees to hear arguments on a proposed constitutional amendment that will allow recreational marijuana use and the state of Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. This is Talk Radio WBOB. Ed Dean, broadcasting live from the Sachs Media Group. Out of Tallahassee, Florida. We're in town for the next couple of days. One of my friends, and I enjoy guests like this that approach things at a free market idea when it comes to healthcare. Emmett Reed is the executive director of the Florida Healthcare Association here in the state of Florida. The website, fhca.org. Things, before I get to some Medicare for All, Medicaid expansion, coronavirus, things in Tallahassee session looking good. Give us a real quick update. What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Ed, first of all, thanks for having me on.
It's
really an honor to be on your show, and I love it every time you give me a call, so thank you. Session for the Florida Healthcare Association is actually looking really good right now. The legislature currently has funding at about $28.5 million, which is an excellent general revenue number. And so Chair Cummings, Chair Bradley, and Speaker Oliva, as well as President Galvano, really listened to us this session and are funding nursing homes so that we can hire people. Right now, workforce is a major issue.
Yeah, we talk about the nursing shortage. We've done articles at Florida Daily. Let me tell you something. You get a group of voters out there and you wonder why that there's a major nursing shortage. Is it because, I'm saying, is it because they're not making enough money? Is it because the benefits aren't good? Is it attrition?
You know, it's all of those things. We've got a lot of nurses that are aging out and retiring.
Okay.
But we also, if you think about it, my wife and I were actually talking about that this morning over coffee. You know, there's a lot of people that aren't getting into nursing schools, and here's why: is they don't have the slots. So you
what
might
mean they ain't got this? The governor's out there trying to deregulate everything to get more men there. You mean there is a backlog?
Oh yeah, there's
that's a good thing, is it not?
Well, it can be. be, but the problem is that the workforce is not keeping up with the projected population growth.
Well, that dadgum Trump economy is just messing it up for everybody. Let's talk – I got to talk about the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Give me the – again, Emmett Reed is the executive director of the Florida Healthcare Association out of Tallahassee. You're statewide. We found that there might have been five cases this week at the state legislature. They had to just kind of evacuate the chambers for a little bit. They don't know yet. Having said this, you represent a lot of groups out there. Mm-hmm. Forget the blame game. Are we taking precaution, or is it one of these things? Listen, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't blame Obama for the swine flu. I never blamed Obama for the H1N1. Sometimes these things creep up. We don't know how to deal with them sometimes. Is it just one of these, hey, listen, a virus comes through. We don't know how to always, you know, precaution everything. Are we moving forward with this? Some people may think we're overhyping it. I think we're doing the right amount. Are we not maybe doing enough? What are you seeing right now in Florida?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, I totally agree with you on the blame game. It helps nobody. I think really what you need to be looking for is what's the reaction of our public officials. And right now, I would say in Florida, especially, that Governor DeSantis is doing a great job. Secretary Mary Mayhew with ACA is doing a fantastic job of communicating. They're communicating with us, with the players in the healthcare business, and we're having an open dialogue back and forth with our state government to talk about, okay, what are the precautions? As a matter of fact, today at 11 o'clock for our members, we're going to have a call talking about the coronavirus. And you talked about our website, FHCA.org. Anybody can go onto our website, FHCA.org, and check out the coronavirus page. And there's all sorts of information, especially for nursing homes. If you've got a loved one in a nursing home, if you work in a nursing home, live in a nursing home,
they can be hit the worst, because it says that this is very, for those that are elderly in age, they're more vulnerable.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are on high alert. And, you know, think about this now. Think you're going to visit your grandmother in a nursing home, and now some nursing homes have nurses standing outside the doors taking your temperature before you come in. Now, if you have a grandmother or a loved one in a nursing home, you should be happy to do that, to have your temperature taken, because you don't want to bring it to that population.
But follow me for a second. So when you came in today, into the Sachs Media Group here, where we're doing the show from today, is you gave me an elbow bump. But here's the whole thing. I probably would have done it with the flu. We had a flu epidemic as well this year.
So that's right. My understanding, however, is that the coronavirus is more contagious, and so extra precautions are in order.
Okay, hold on. By the way, Emmett Reed, who is the executive director of the Florida Healthcare Association, FHCA.org. Go along with me for a second. Mm-hmm. The flu sometimes can take days, sometimes a couple days, mm-hmm. whatever. What have we heard, like, if it's more contagious, but you can still, not everybody's going to die from it, but I mean, if from what we understand, from what you've heard, I'm not saying give me 100% answer, because it's still early, but if they get it, when do they see effects where it could go away? Is it in a week, 2 weeks? Have we heard anything about that?
Yeah, you know, I would be afraid to speculate because it's
I'm
so
just
early.
I don't know. Nobody can give
but
me an answer.
It seems it's right, and we're in the same boat. We're not sure how long it will last, but I will say this: that there is no reason to panic. I mean, you know, because like you say, most healthy people, if they get it, are going to recover just fine. It's the frail, the elderly. That's who we have to worry about and really take precautions. And, you know, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, there's some new, the governor brought out some new rules saying that, look, if you go to a level 3 country, you need to self-quarantine for 14 days. My daughter...
Who's going to self-quarantine? Come on, man.
That's a challenge. That's a challenge, and it's a responsibility. My daughter was supposed to go on a mission trip to Jamaica next week.
That's canceled.
Yeah, that is canceled.
Can I go in her place? I'm dying to go to Jamaica down there. So.
I'm not sure. It's not your typical...
Wait a
Jamaican
second. Hold wait. Back up. I'm the son of a minister.
Right.
A mission trip to Jamaica?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't we take a mission trip down to, I don't know, maybe Central... Jamaica, that's a pleasure trip going on.
Well, I challenge you to go. How about that?
Hey, talk to me. By the way, Emmett Reed is the executive director of the Florida Healthcare Association, FHCA.org. Talk to me. Give me some analysis. Biden leading with, Bernie Sanders, this whole thing, Medicare for all. Biden kind of sits back and says, hey, I'm more worried about the cost. I like more of the approach of choices for healthcare. But when you look at a Medicare for all, even in South Florida, a lot of Democrats we've talked with that we've interviewed at FloridaDaily.com and others have said, hey, listen, I may like Bernie or may like the position of this, but I'm a little worried that I'm not going to have consumer choice. Is that worried a lot of people about more of this type of a scenario of going more down to government involvement? Has that become a big issue among some of your all's members?
Well, certainly there's a concern there, and our members would like for your grandmother, my grandmother, our parents, and aunts and uncles to have a choice of which nursing home they go to and which kind of care that they get. So, yeah, it's a very challenging time right now for not only for Florida but for the United States.
It's the number one issue, and forget about the partisan politics here. To me, it's the biggest issue out there. I'm just telling you what the polls say.
Mm-hmm,
and,
sure.
You know, a lot of Republicans sit back, and I just think that if they say that we need to address it, they're afraid that it's going to come out endorsing Obamacare or whatever. I just wonder that with the courts, what's going on, Obamacare has put an impact on how our costs are going up, even among government workers as well. I just wonder the only way to defeat it is going to have to be incremental areas. I just wonder if it's here to stay for a while.
It probably is, or some semblance of it. I mean, think about this. Over 40% of Florida's budget is healthcare related.
That number has jumped.
Yeah, it's huge.
Jumped in the last 10 years,
by the way. And think about that now. So, and you've got a population of 65 and older that makes up about 20% of all Floridians. That's jumping in 2030. That's going to jump by up to 25% of all Floridians.
Oh, my. Let me ask this. Give me the analysis. If the Obamacare is here to stay, Medicaid expansion. The Republicans in the state Senate didn't mind it. Republicans in the state House, of course, didn't want it out there. This is part of the Obamacare. Are we, and again, this, you're not endorsed. This is just, you're giving analysis. Will it make its way back, or do you think if it's going to be addressed, it may come from the administration's more block grants? Where do you think this is going right now?
I think as long as the Republicans stay in control, you're probably looking at more of the block grant.
Okay.
And if the Democrats take over, you're going to see expansion.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious, but I mean, with the Obamacare, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
So I wonder, because some states, even run by Republican governors, are looking at, hey, you know, if it's going to be here, we may look at the Medicaid expansion. I'm just kind of curious if that part comes back up.
Right. Yeah, totally. It absolutely could, and I would expect it to over time.
So real quick, I got about a minute left. Nursing shortages. How big is that issue here?
It's huge. It is, especially in nursing homes in particular. The workforce shortage is crippling right now because we're competing not only with this economy, we're not only competing with other healthcare providers, we're competing with Chick-fil-A, Walmart, all sorts of other retail.
Wait, I would hope they would make more money than working at Chick-fil-A.
Well, I would too.
What? Oh, my word. Listen, I'm glad you came on today. Emmett Reed is the executive director of the Florida Healthcare Association. A nonpartisan group, by the way. Just be honest out there.
Right.
The website, www.fhca.org. I wanted to have you come on. I always enjoy having you. You give me good perspective. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Ed Dean broadcasting live at Tallahassee, Florida at the Sachs Media Group along with Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
I-10 eastbound at McDuff and 95. The right lane is still blocked at an extra 3 minutes. That's I-10 eastbound at McDuff and 95. Other than that, you're pretty much all set. And if you see anything on the roads, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today and no rain. The high will be 78. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 59. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, March 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, March 14th at 7 p.m., it's the Spring Garden Concert at the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Six more states vote today in the Democratic presidential primary. The Florida Supreme Court agrees to hear arguments on a proposed constitutional amendment that will allow recreational use of marijuana in the state. And the stock market tanks almost 8% on coronavirus fears and oil price wars.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, reinvigorate their efforts.
Sensible Florida has submitted almost 63,000 signed verified petition forms to the state seeking to legalize recreational marijuana for adults, but a new Quinnipiac University poll shows 65% of Floridians support recreational marijuana.
That's from state reporter Mike Vasilenda. It's good to have everybody here. 47 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB. I'm your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Anderson, broadcasting live at the Sachs Media Group. Our business partners here, where we come here all the time. We enjoy broadcasting here. Again, Mike Vasilenda brings it up as a new report comes out this week that the Florida State Supreme Court is going to hear an argument in May of a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow recreational use of marijuana in the state of Florida. Roger, evidently it did not get enough petitions for a 2020 ballot, so now they're targeting 2022. The Attorney General Ashley Moody is going to join us here later in the morning. She opposes this, but listen to this, Roger. Their proposal would allow adults 21 and older to possess, use, purchase, display. What are they going to use it as a trophy? Anyway, and transport up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana for personal use as well. But according to Governor Ron DeSantis, he says, not on my watch.
While the poll may breathe new life into the petition drive, they're also facing a governor who is adamantly opposed.
He says 65% of the public would like it. So.
Not while I'm governor. I mean, look, I think that, when that is introduced with teenagers and young people, I think it has a really detrimental effect.
You know, Roger, I wonder if they put more restrictions on this. Once this becomes a constitutional amendment, again, that does allow the state to come in and put lesson or some with interpretation that they may believe should be put on a measure. Well, actually, I should say legislation after a constitutional measure is passed. But I wonder in 2022 if this goes forward.
Yeah, well, you know what? The poll numbers are surprisingly high that that many percentage of Floridians actually support recreational marijuana in the state. The one thing we do have to our advantage that it already has been passed in other states. We can look at places like California and like Oregon and like Colorado, see how that it's worked out for them there, and see whether or not we want to duplicate that here in the state of Florida. We can learn from their bad experiences and hopefully not repeat them.
You know, By the way, the podcast, which comes up after the morning show, just go to WBOB.com, click on where it says Ed Dean Extra. One of our podcasts, Roger, that we just recently did, we talked about this very issue. We sometimes, many times on the podcast, we expand much more than what we do on the morning show here. But we brought up the issue. We had a great debate with our panel guest that I wonder if this issue will be sold in order to ensure that it passes, that the revenue will be taxed and used for education.
Well, that's obviously going to be an argument that can be made. Hey, we can help shore up education with it. But look at history. Every time we passed something that was supposedly going to fund education, we took away the funding that they were already getting for education and decreased it and then used that money for elsewhere. So the education funding net didn't increase at all.
Yeah.
Seeing the Senate, we're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief, substantial relief, very substantial relief. That's a big number. We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where...
That's President Trump came out on this past week on Monday. He announced that he plans to meet with lawmakers on both sides to discuss a payroll tax among fears and spread of the coronavirus and how Americans are suffering economically out there. As you know, the stock market took a major dip yesterday.
Dow fell more than 2,000 points, the worst one-day point drop ever.
Roger, you were pointing out of all the gains underneath the, since President Trump's been in January of 2017, have all been reversed.
Obviously, yeah, that's been a major problem. We've looked at all the gains we've had over the past couple of years, actually since President Trump took office, and now because of this one issue, all that's been wiped out. Hopefully, once the dust settles and the coronavirus clears up, those gains in the stock market will go back up.
904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. I know NASDAQ has already reported being up over 400 points this morning. To those of you out there, I'm not asking for your personal, you want to tell me a personal story, that's great. I'm not trying to get Facebook into all your business and all your identity, but how many of you all are selling your stocks? How many of y'all are scared? How many of y'all are going to wade this out? If the market's taking a major dive, my question for you, I'd just like to hear your views, your stories at 904-831-0600. Are you waiting this out? Are you selling your stocks? Some people already called in this morning, said, hey, we sold our stocks a few weeks ago. We made a nice hefty profit. Are you guys going to wade this out? What is your view? I'd love to hear your stories. 904-831-0600, broadcasting live from the Sachs Media Group out of Tallahassee, Florida. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
I-10 eastbound at McDuff and 95. The right lane is still blocked. Add an extra 3 minutes. That's I-10 eastbound at McDuff and 95. Other than that, you're pretty much all set. And if you see anything on the roads, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Overcast today, but not a strong chance of rain. The high 78. A few clouds tonight and a low of 59. Currently, it's 60 degrees.
I'm Lou Dimes. Yet another Princess cruise ship quarantined. Wells Fargo's chairman and board member are leaving, and Aon buying Chicago's Willis Tower, paying $30 billion. Those stories next. In a recent survey, investors shared what they felt were the greatest threats to their retirement. It's no surprise the most common threats include stock market volatility, economic uncertainty, conflict in the Middle East, the 2020 presidential impeachment, and election. Unfortunately, there are many threats beyond your control that can affect your retirement savings. At Goldco, a leader in precious metals, the team believes one way to protect your investment portfolio is with physical gold and silver. Goldco has helped thousands of investors safeguard their retirement, especially in times of uncertainty. In fact, if you call 855-971-2006, Goldco will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin. And all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. No obligation. 100% free. Call 855-971-2006 to get your free silver American Eagle coin. That's 855-971-2006.
As stranded passengers on a Princess cruise ship were being allowed to disembark Monday for land-based quarantines in Oakland, thousands of other passengers on another Princess ship being kept on board while crew members are tested for the coronavirus. The ship remains under a no-sail order from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Commercial risk consultant Aon buying the former Sears Tower in Chicago, now known as the Willis Tower. It's an all-stock deal valued at $30 billion. If approved by shareholders, the mega deal expected to close early next year. Wells Fargo losing its board chairman, Elizabeth Duke, and director, James Quigley. Both are leaving the company less than a month after the bank agreed to pay a $3 billion fine for staff opening ghost accounts, fraudulent accounts. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Roger's cracking me up off the air. 56 minutes after 7 a.m., we're broadcasting live from the Sachs Media Group here in Tallahassee, Florida. This is Talk Radio, WBOB. Hey, Roger, give me a couple of updates. You were talking to me about the Special Olympics in Jeopardy. Yeah. Not in Jeopardy. Well, it is in Jeopardy.
Right.
But you're talking to me about the show Jeopardy. What's the latest with the coronavirus?
Reports are coming out saying the TV game show Jeopardy is going to continue recording, but they're not going to have a studio audience. It's just going to be the contestants and Alex Trebek there, and I'm concerned that the upcoming Olympic Games, which will be played in Asia, in Japan, nobody's going to go. I think it's going to be empty stadiums.
I lost on Jeopardy, baby. Remember Weird Al?
I don't remember. I know who Will Ayers is. I don't know that song. But
wait a second. You remember the Greg Kin Band came out in the early 80s with Myard Loves in Jeopardy?
Don't know that song either. So you know all the hits. Word. That's the difference.
Dude, this is your time. This is before our time whatsoever. But anyway, so Jeopardy and the cruise lines. And by the way, you know, we reported last week there was a poll going on where the cruise industry, if they even offered you a free cruise, like two-thirds of people out there, majority of them, said they wouldn't go on a free cruise.
Well, the president's press conference yesterday with the vice president, the concern, it seems to be, at least in large part, where these cruise ships were going, and they're going to work with the cruise lines to maybe change the itineraries to places that are less at risk. I'm thinking maybe do more domestic cruises instead of, you know, going overseas to the Caribbean. Of course, those are nice places to go. Maybe have cruises to go to places like New York, Boston, and Charleston.
You remember after the tragic incident after 9/11, I was flying to see some friends in New Orleans out of Orlando, Florida.
Right.
I could fly for $65 round trip.
Yeah.
It was like the rapture took place. There was only like six people on the whole airplane at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But, I mean, I took advantage of it. I wonder if we're going to see things like that. I mean, but you're saying we're not seeing that right now. We're just seeing full-blown cancellations.
Well, people are, you know, obviously very concerned. In fact, similarly, my mother, she spent a couple of weeks over in Europe after 9/11 because it was just so cheap to go there. And she saw pretty much all of Western Europe because it was such a deal to go. So, yeah. You know, there are people.
Florida's a tourism state. Our whole economy is tied to tourism. The cruise industry, we had over 7 million embarkments last year. A lot of people come through our airports. So here's what we have to do. The industry itself has got to be very vocal about what they're doing to keep people safe.
That's the other U.S. Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, because imagine all these people come on the cruise. They got to take Uber, staying in hotels. Mm-hmm. This is going to have a major impact on the economy.
Absolutely.
The question is short-term or how much of a midterm or long-term. 904-831-0600. Coming up in just a little bit, the Attorney General, Ashley Lamidi, is going to be live here in the studios with us. 904-831-0600. The latest of what's going on with a lot of the news. Ed Dean broadcasting live from the Sachs Media Group out of Tallahassee, Florida. Roger Henderson, all of this up next, 8 a.m. hour on Talk Radio WBOB.